So I don't know exactly when this occurred, but I would have thought that CPX 351 might have been a consideration in this woman. Was it?
It could have been, and CPX 351 is a liposomal formulation of cytarabine daunorubicin really indicated for therapy-related AML. That definitely was something that we had considered. However, as of now, we don't have tolerability data combining CPX 351 with a FLT3 inhibitor. In the phase 3 study of older patients, 60 and above, that had therapy-related AML, definitely CPX 351 performed better and had improved overall survival and CR rates as compared to regular 7+3 or non-liposomal cytarabine daunorubicin. But that was in the absence of a targeted inhibitor. FLT3 patients in that study, when they went back and did subset analysis, benefited from CPX 351 and definitely did not suffer any untoward side effects or do worse with CPX in the FLT3 mutant setting. But in this situation, I think given her high white count, we did elect to do the FLT3 inhibitor, although I do agree that we could have used CPX.
So it's been kind of hard for me, and I'm sure most general medical oncologists, to kind of get a feel about CPX and also, you know, why it even works. What's your vision of it? Do you think it's better tolerated?
I think that it was interesting. So CPX, the liposomal formulation, was developed as a novel way to give cytarabine daunorubicin. We've been struggling with trying to improve upon, as you know, the efficacy of 7+3 for over 40 years. And this was our latest attempt to do that. There's a lot of solid tumor drugs, I believe, for breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, which are liposomal formulations. And the encapsulation of water-soluble drugs within a nanosphere or liposome has allowed better penetration into the bone marrow space, which is the source of all acute leukemias, and allows better pharmacokinetics in terms of steady-state levels for 24, 48, even a few days. Cytarabine, as you know, has a very short half-life in the peripheral blood, only about 15 minutes. And that's why the cytarabine that we give usually is continuous infusion, because otherwise we won't be able to get therapeutic levels. So I think personally, what is the benefit of liposomal versus standard? I think it's in those subtypes of acute myeloid leukemia that traditionally don't respond well to 7+3. I mean, if you have a favorable karyotype or even an intermediate, your cells are going to be relatively sensitive to cytarabine and daunorubicin, leading to favorable or intermediate outcomes. But those patients that have adverse outcomes, they're not responding. They don't maybe get enough drug in there. And the ability to get a little bit more drug penetration into that bone marrow space potentially would lead to improvement just by getting more drug in there, getting more exposure of the cancer cells to those cytotoxic compounds. I think that is probably what is responsible for the improvement, but only in those subsets of patients that don't typically respond.
That's very interesting.